You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Well, I'm glad you're back, and we're going to get started on a new series today. I'm calling it Holy Days and Jesus. Believe it or not, Jesus observed God's holy days, and it's a shame that most Christians don't know anything about them because every single one of them points to Him. He's the reason for each one of these observances. What are these festivals, and what do they reveal about our Savior? What role does Jesus Christ play in each of them? We all know that when Jesus came to earth, He came to die for our sins so we could have eternal salvation. He taught His followers true Christianity, both by His words and by His example. He didn't keep pagan holidays, Christmas, Easter, Valentine's Day. All of the pagan things, didn't worship Baal and the pagan gods, didn't worship Satan. He worshiped God, and He kept God's holy days, not man's holidays. Let's start with the Sabbath. Jesus kept the Sabbath. Luke chapter 4, verse 16 says, "So He came to Nazareth, where He had been brought up, and as His custom was, He went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up to read." Here's Jesus. It's Saturday, and He's going to church. He went to the synagogue to worship God. He didn't, you know, the pagan festivals, they had services on Sunday morning. They worshiped the sun god, Ra, a false deity from Satan. Jesus didn't go there and worship on Sunday. No, He went to the synagogue and worshiped His Father on Saturday, the Sabbath. Bible tells us that He is the Lord of the Sabbath. Mark chapter 2, verse 27 says, "And He said to them, the Sabbath was made for man and not man for the Sabbath. Therefore, the Son of Man is also Lord of the Sabbath." You know, it's incredible to me where Christians will say commonly that they go to church on the Lord's Day, and that to them means that they're going to church on Sunday, and that's the Lord's Day. But that is not, Sunday is not the Lord's Day. If Jesus says He said, "Therefore the Son of Man is also Lord of the Sabbath." So if He says He's the Lord of the Sabbath, what day is the Lord's Day? Sabbath, not Sunday. I don't understand why people just can't figure this out. They're deceived. They just regurgitate and repeat the lies that have been taught by these religious leaders. You know, most people that listen to this radio station understand that the government is not your friend. They understand that the government lies to you. That's one of the reasons we chose to go back on the air on this station. We've been on it for years, a few years ago. But do you think that if the government is willing to lie to you for their own personal gain, that it's possible that organized religion is willing to lie to you for their own personal gain? I'm telling you, folks, it's the truth. Don't be deceived. If you want to know the truth, get a hold of us. The government is lying to you, and organized religion is lying to you also. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.